భగవద్గీత 7.10 బీజం మాం సర్వభూతానాం విద్ధి పార్థ సనాతనం బుద్ధిర్బుద్ధిమతామస్మి తేజస్తేజస్వినామహం. కృష్ణ ఇస్ కంటిన్యూయింగ్ హియర్ ది అనాలిసిస్ ఆఫ్ హౌ హీస్ ది ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. ఇన్ ద 8th వర్స్ హీ గేవ్ 5 ఎగ్జాంపుల్స్, ఇన్ ద 9th హీ గేవ్ 4, అండ్ నౌ హీ విల్ గివ్ 3 ఎగ్జాంపుల్స్. Bijam mam sarvabhutanam, I am the seed of all of existence. Viddhi partha sanatanam, and I am the eternal seed. And then he said, buddhir buddhimatam asmi, and the intelligence of the intelligence. Tejas tejas vinamaham. Teja can be translated as effulgence or splendor. So I am the splendor of the splendid. Bijam mam, I am the bija. Sarabhutanam. Now there is bija for various for the various things that grow in nature. From seeds, giant trees grow. From seeds, shrubs grow. From seeds, grains grow. Now, normally, the seeds get exhausted when whatever they give out, whatever they grow into. So the seed grows into a tree, and then the seed is lost, of course. When the tree grows up, it will give seeds again. But those will be fresh seeds. The original seed is no longer in existence. The original seed is gone. Similarly, in this world, various seeds that are there, they do give out things, but after they give out things, then they are gone. But Krishna is saying that he is Sanatana. He is the eternal seed. That means that he never gets exhausted. He doesn't perish. He does not lose his self-existence when various other things expand and manifest from him. This principle is also talked about in the Ishopanishad, wherein it is stated how Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. It's stated that from that absolute truth is Purna. Om Purnamada. That absolute is Purna. Purnamidam. This world that is manifested from him is also Purna. Purnat Purnamudachyate. From the Purna, Purna has come out. So from that complete absolute truth, what has come out is another Purna. Purnasya Purnamadaya. And after these Purna units, after this material universe has come out from the absolute truth, Purnamevavashishyate. Purna, the complete absolute truth, still remains complete. In maths, there is a theory of infinite sets. So, infinity minus infinity still remains infinity. So, like that, although infinite universes may come out from the Supreme Lord, still he remains infinite. He remains complete. He doesn't get depleted or exhausted. Bija Sanatana. He's the eternal seed. He's the inexhaustible, imperishable seed. He continues to exist and he continues to manifest himself no matter what happens. no matter what all comes out from him. And that is his speciality. Now, without a seed, things cannot manifest. No. Even with human reproduction, even when there are no seeds directly used. But that metaphor is used in the sense that the man gives the seed to the woman. And then, from that seed, just as the farmer may plant a seed in the earth, and the earth becomes like the womb from where the tree will grow. So similarly, the man gives the seed to the woman, and the woman becomes the woman. Woman's womb becomes the place where the embryo grows. So the seed is the active principle from which things grow. So Krishna says that he says, for sarva bhutana, for all things in existence, I am that seed. Krishna will talk about something similar, aham bija pradah pita, in the 14th chapter, 14.4 verse. And in this way, because everything ultimately comes from from some sort of seed. So Krishna says, I am that seed that is inexhaustible. Now, there are two broad philosophies, Satkaryavad and Asatkaryavad. Satkaryavad means that the cause is present in the effect. And Satkaryavad is the cause is not present in the effect. That means that the seed gives, say, a mango seed gives a mango tree with mango fruits. That's because the potentiality is present within that. And Asatkaryavad is actually the seed is not present, the cause is not present in the effect. The effect is not present in the cause, sorry. And the two are entirely different things. The Vedic philosophy is actually Satkaryavad. The effect is present in the cause. Otherwise, how will the effect manifest? If the effect were not present in the cause, then stones could produce oil. But there are specific oil seeds like groundnut, flax seeds and others which produce oil. Not everything produces oil. Why? Because oil is not present there. So the effect has to be present in the cause. So the absolute truth is filled with energies, and that's why we see energies in this world. So Krishna is saying that he is the effect that we see afterwards, like say we get oil from say groundnut or whatever. We get some effect. That effect manifests because it was present originally in the cause. So Krishna says, I am that cause, underlying seed, from which all of existence is manifesting. And then it's buddhir buddhimatam asmi. I am the intelligence of the intelligent. This essentially means that he is the defining characteristic of the intelligent is their intelligence. People remember Einstein as a brilliant scientist. So that is his defining characteristic is his brilliance in science. Similarly, people may remember Shakespeare as a brilliant writer, playwright. So that is his brilliance. So Krishna says that different people have there are different intelligent people, buddhimatam, and he says that buddhir buddhimatam is, that I am the buddhi. Many times these people who are geniuses, they do work hard for their products of their genius, but still there are moments of inspiration when they move from step-by-step linear development of their product, be it a scientific theory or be it a literary masterpiece. So they move from the linear step-by-step development to a sudden insight. Yeah, this is how it should be. And they can't really figure out that conviction that they get, which is the voice of inspiration telling them, they can't tell how I know this is true, but this is it. And then sometimes it may take a long time afterwards for them to develop that idea in a linear step-by-step mode of development. But they get the answer. Now that inspiration ultimately comes from the super soul. Certain people have done certain karma by which they have buddhi. And Krishna gives them the buddhi at the appropriate time. And the miraculous way in which that buddhi comes, that inspiration comes, also manifests God in action. So buddhir buddhimitam asmi. The essence of the intelligent, which is their intelligence, is Krishna. And then Krishna generalizes that and he says, Tejas, Tejas, Vinamaham. So Tejas, splendor, effulgence. So people can have splendor in various ways. People can be splendid in terms of great strength and power and kshatriya vigor. Some people can be splendid in terms of, say, they can give a splendid musical performance, whatever. So Krishna's general principle here, I am the splendor of the splendid. So in this way, through these three examples of the imperishable seed, of the intelligence and of the splendor, Krishna continues describing how he is the essence of everything. Thank you.